Life as we know it changes today as the federal government moves to further restrict the movement of people to contain the spread of the coronavirus. From midday, places where people gather, like bars, restaurants and gyms, will close indefinitely. Some state borders are closing and differences are emerging between the states about what they're doing in regards to keeping schools open or closed, and we'll run you through those details in a minute. The Prime Minister says the extra measures are regrettable, but a result of Australians not taking this situation seriously. Isabel Rowe joins me now to go through some of the details. Isabel, which businesses will have to close today?
So the businesses that need to close are what the Prime Minister is doing to try and restrict the places of gathering. So the list is this: registered and licensed pubs and clubs and bars in hotels will have to close, entertainment venues, cinemas, casinos and nightclubs. Restaurants and cafes will be restricted to takeaway only, indoor sporting venues, and that includes gyms, and places of worship. So technically everything that's not on that list can remain open. So for example, supermarkets and bottle shops and chemists, they will remain open. Clothing stores, beauty salons, hairdressers, nail places, for example, shopping centres. So these measures are intended to disperse people. It's not a lockdown like we've seen in places like Italy, but it is a strong message to keep away from other people, as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison explained last night.
What we're doing is closing down gatherings in pubs and clubs and things of that nature. We are not putting in place lockdowns that put people and confine them to their home. That is not a measure that has been contemplated at this point. And so there is no reason for anyone to do that.
Isabel, there is some confusion around school closures. Is there any clarity on that this morning?
There is some clarity. So the health advice is that schools can remain open, but some states are making their own decisions here. So the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says they will shut schools from tomorrow for the rest of term, and he's flagged the potential to keep schools closed next term and move to online learning after the holidays should that advice change. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says that schools can remain open for those who need it, but she is encouraging parents who can to keep their children at home now and use online learning. So here she is speaking this morning.
For practical reasons, in New South Wales, we'll be encouraging parents to keep their children at home to ensure there is one single unit of teaching. Already last week, we had up to 30% of parents who chose to keep their students or their children at home, and we appreciate and anticipate that number will increase. For practical reasons, we are encouraging parents to keep their students at home.
So to clarify what Premier Gladys Berejiklian is saying there, she's saying parents who aren't able to do homeschooling, they can send their child to school. No child will be turned away from school.
For those parents that have no option, that are workers, schools will remain open for their children to be supervised in that online learning environment. But for teachers, it means one unit of teaching. There won't be a separate class for kids at home. There won't be a separate class for kids that are at school. It'll be one unit of teaching, which makes it simple and practical. And that is the strongest advice we can provide to parents today.
Gladys Berejiklian speaking there, and just clarifying, for other states, schools remain open. However, you can keep your child at home if you wish. As for next term, that decision will be made later.
Now, Isabel, what about travel between the states?
So borders are closing in a way. Western Australia, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Tasmania will close their borders, meaning that anyone who arrives will have to quarantine themselves for 14 days. That comes into effect at different times. So in WA, the restriction starts at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. In the Northern Territory, that's 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has spoken this morning as well about cracking down on rules on social distancing and staying away from pubs and clubs. He's announced a 500-strong police task force to enforce the coronavirus rules. Here he is speaking in Melbourne.
In some respects, it is disappointing that it has come to this. But we've seen people on beaches in Sydney. We could just as easily have seen pictures of people in bars and cafes and restaurants and nightclubs here in Melbourne and right across Victoria. It's unacceptable. It will cost lives.
That's the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, and before him, our reporter, Isabel Rowe.